理课堂听 class.com。
During this time, I had continued to write to my friend at the bank, or rather, he had continued to write to me, as he wrote to me nearly once a week. In his latest letter, he explained that his divorce was almost complete, though he had some unexpected difficulties. I was pleased to hear that his divorce was taking longer, though I could not marry him now, as I was with child. I decided that I would marry him if he was still planning to marry me. I believed that my husband would never contact me again. After some time, the family of the house noticed that I was with child. Shortly after, the lady of the house politely suggested that I find another place to live, as I was there alone with no husband, which did not look proper. After this, I became quite upset, as I had no place to go to have this child. I was so worried about my situation that I soon became rather ill. The lady of the house suggested that I find a nurse to help me, but I told her that I did not know any nurse in the area, so she promised me she would find an excellent nurse for me. Soon enough, the nurse came to see me. She explained her services and fees, which were rather cheap. I was delighted to hear this. She told me that I could go to live at her house, where many women went to have their children, which was a comfortable place with private rooms and servants. After speaking to her several times, I realized that most of the women who she helped were unmarried women, often mistresses. I explained to her that I did have a husband, but he was far away and unable to return. She seemed unconcerned with whether or not I had a husband. She explained that whether I was a wife or a mistress, she would care for me. Soon after, I moved into her house. On the day I arrived, she sent me a roasted chicken and a bottle of wine to welcome me. She visited me often during my stay, which eased me a great deal. After being at her home for a week, my illness was cured. I had become ill when I realized I had no place to go to have my child. Now, however, I no longer had such worries. My nurse often spoke to me about what I would do with the child after it was born. I was, indeed, quite concerned about what to do with my child, as I had little money to care for the poor baby. She told me that many women who came to live at her house to have their babies were unable to care for their children and were placed with other families who would raise the children. I was worried, however, that my child would not be properly cared for. I feared for my child. My nurse assured me, however, that she would find the best families to care for the children. She reminded me as well that many of these children would live on the streets with no one to care for them or die if she did not find them homes. We spoke about this quite often, as I was rather anxious about what to do with my child after its birth. While I stayed in her house for nearly 4 months, I discovered that my dear nurse did not earn any money through taking care of these women, as she had 13 in the house with me and took care of nearly 32 in other homes. She earned her income from other work. She cared for each woman with great care, as if each woman was her own daughter. I was shocked to see how many women she was taking care of, all of whom had the great problem I did, that they were all without husbands and had no one to care for them. I never saw anything improper in that house. No men were allowed in the house unless they were relatives of the women living there, and were only allowed to visit the women if the dear old nurse was in the room. A short time before I was to give birth to my child, I received another letter from my banker friend. He explained that he had finally obtained a divorce and wished to marry me, if I would still agree to marry him. On the evening that his wife was informed of their divorce, she killed herself. He did not regret his decision to divorce her, but was upset that she decided to kill herself, although he no longer loved her as a wife. He declared that he was still greatly in love with me and wanted nothing but to be with me. I, of course, had not told him that I was with child. I felt rather guilty for cheating him. If he had known I was with child, he would have been broken-hearted. I wrote to him to congratulate him on his divorce. In the letter, I did not give an answer to his offer of marriage. I explained that he should think carefully about deciding to marry again so quickly. I mentioned, however, that I planned to return to London at the end of the year, this being the month of April. In the middle of May, I had a brave boy. My nurse helped me greatly. She knew her job well and cared for each woman with extreme care. Nearly 20 days after I had my dear son, I received another letter from my friend at the bank. He begged me to agree to marry him, explaining that he had thought a great deal about the decision to marry me and desired nothing more in life than to marry me. I was quite anxious after receiving this letter, as I now had a child to care for and could not tell him about the child. My nurse knew that something was upsetting me greatly, and often asked me to tell her. I explained that I could never tell another person my secret. After telling her this, she began asking me more frequently about my troublesome secret, reminding me that she had never told me any secrets of the other women in her house. Finally, I explained the story of how my husband and I had attempted to cheat each other, but that my husband had told me I was free to marry again. Then I told her of my friend at the bank, who had asked me to marry him, but who as well did not know I had been with child. After concluding, my dear nurse told me that my marriage was meaningless, and I was free to marry again, as my husband and I had cheated each other, and both agreed to part. Although I was now free to marry again, I still had the problem of what to do with my dear child. I loved him dearly, but knew that I could not take care of him without a husband or a great fortune. My bank friend, however, was unaware of my new child. I greatly feared that if my friend did know, he would leave me entirely and never write to me again. I was in great pain when I thought of leaving my dear child to someone else and never seeing my baby again. I was terrified when I had such thoughts. I was quite afraid that if my child was given to someone else to be cared for, he would surely die, as he would not be given the careful attention that a mother's love provides. I often spoke of my fears to my nurse, who I came to call my mother. She seemed quite worried about my problem as well, although many women had told her of such problems. Therefore, she was more reasonable about the situation, without the emotional feelings of a mother. One particular instance, during which we were speaking of my child, she mentioned that my mother had not raised me, but I had raised myself and made a small fortune. I was rather shocked when she reminded me of not having been raised by my mother. I had had a difficult life and did not want my dear child to suffer as I had. "Never be concerned, child," said she. "I have no bad nurses around me. I employ the best nurses who care dearly for the children." She knew that I was still upset, quite worried about the future of my child and myself. She continued to speak of the many children her nurses care for with great love and attention. "Well, mother," said I, "your nurses are very poor and quite delighted to receive the money and make sure the child does not die, or they will lose their income. but they have no reason to give the child a happy, loving life. They are as careful as any mother, said she. They must care for the child as a mother would, or the child will be taken away, and they will lose their pay. Oh, mother, said I, it is impossible to be satisfied with finding a nurse for my dear child. I will always worry that my dear boy will suffer. All right, my child, I have found out a way how you shall be certain that your child is well taken care of. If you are able to spend a bit of your income each year, you shall be able to see the child once or twice a year, although he will never know who you are. I was quite pleased with her offer and immediately agreed. So the next week, a woman was brought to my nurse's home to take the child. I gave her £10 to take the child and promised her another £5 every year if she would bring the child to my nurse's house once or twice a year. I then began to write to my friend at the bank more kindly. Near the beginning of July, I sent him a letter explaining that I would return to London during August. He quickly responded to my letter with great words of love, insisting that he would come meet me. I did not wish for him to see where I was staying, so I requested that he meet me in a town near London. I was very glad to see him. It pleased me as well to see the expensive gentleman's carriage he arrived in, along with a servant to care for him. He decided that we should rest at an inn for the night before returning to London the next day, as he worried that I was tired after my journey. That evening after dinner, as we were walking around the inn, I thought that he might ask me to marry him, now that he was no longer married. I decided that I must accept his offer, as I had little left of my fortune and no friends to go to. Soon enough, the owner of the inn came out to meet us. He informed my banker friend that he could call a minister to marry us, if we would need one. My gentleman answered loudly enough for me to hear.
Very well. I believe I shall need a minister.
He then came to me, speaking sincerely of his love for me. He told me that he had wished to marry me since our first meeting, and now we were able to marry.
I came to meet you so I would be able to ask you to marry me,
said he, before showing me his divorce papers.
Don't be frightened, my dear,
said he as he kissed me. That was the first time he had spoken to me with such passion. As he spoke, I began to cry and turned my head away so he would not see my tears. I thought of how sincere and honest this dear man was, this man who I had cheated so terribly in marrying another man and giving birth to a child. I then decided that I would no longer cheat him. I would be an honest, loving wife to this dear man. The minister was called to the inn, and we were happily married, in the presence of the inn owner, his wife, and their daughter.